It's more than 18 months now since Southwark Council announced that they'd chosen Lendlease as their development partner for the Elephant and Castle regeneration. And 18 months on, they still haven't signed that final deal. So tonight, at the Overview and Scrutiny Committee at Southwark Town Hall, the two councillors with specific responsibility for the Elephant and Castle regeneration, that's the Deputy Leader, Kim Humphreys, and the Executive Member for Regeneration, Paul Noblett, faced questions from the all-party scrutiny committee about the latest hold-ups. Now, last November, they appeared in front of the committee and they suggested that the deal might be done as soon as December, but we're now in mid-April and the deal still hasn't happened, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen until July. When they last faced the committee, the main hold-up seemed to be Transport for London and getting hold of cost information about the expense involved in rebuilding the Northern Line station at the Elephant. The council now say that they're in the process of getting that information, so that's no longer a stumbling block, but it's a question of agreeing the cost framework for the overall development with Lendlease. But it's noticeable the mood has certainly changed, and they're less certain now than they were in the past about how it's going to pan out. There was quite a significant note of caution sounded by Councillor Toby Eckersley, who's a very senior backbench Conservative councillor, who a couple of years ago held the executive resources portfolio, so was privy to a lot of the information around the costs involved in the Elephant regeneration and then Lendlease's bid to be the council's development partner. And he spoke about some of the data he'd seen and the built-in flexibility that Lendlease had about how property prices might change over time, and he made it clear that the property market has fallen by much more than even Lendlease's worst case scenario. So he spoke about the very serious issues in relation to the financing of any development at the Elephant, and he quite interestingly spoke about how it might be in the best interests of the council to tell Lendlease that they've got to walk away with a view to an upturn in a few years' time, because it was so unlikely that the council would get the best value at the bottom of the property market. Understandably, the executive members were very reticent to be seen to agree with that assessment, but they certainly didn't rule it out. The other interesting thing that came out about the Elephant was to do with the Southern Roundabout. It was well reported that Transport for London have finally agreed the plans to replace the Southern Roundabout and, crucially, the unpopular subways at the junction of Newington Butts and Walworth Road with a signalled T junction. And so it was interesting to learn about how those plans had evolved over a year of backward and forward negotiations between Southwark and Transport for London. Apparently one of the intermediate proposals that came up from TfL last autumn was for a design they called the Propeller, which would have had all the pedestrians crossing to a traffic island, a roundabout in the middle. But John Abbott, the Elephant and Castle project director, told the committee how that had failed Transport for London's own safety audit, because it would be so difficult for pedestrians to see the traffic approaching them round the roundabout when they were standing in the middle. But anyway, the upshot is that the design that Transport for London has now agreed is very similar to the one that Southwark wanted in the first place. And crucially as well, there won't be any railings or guardrails between the pedestrians and the traffic, and that's something that many safety campaigners, particularly for cycle safety, have been keen to see those kinds of barriers and obstructions removed, because they make it very difficult for people to get out of the carriageway if they need to. Anyway, there will be a full report on all those issues and more on the London SE1 website very shortly.